Last Monday, according to a situation report from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, high winds caused the collapse of a dock on the south end of Shiek Island at Port William. In the process, a building and up to 3,000 gallons of heavy fuel oil were knocked into the water. Jeff Merrill, state on-scene coordinator with DEC, says the caretaker and residents at the facility originally reported the collapse. While high winds delayed oil response vessels from making it out to the spill, Merrill says they're now active at the site. Merrill says they have several areas surrounded with containment booms, and they're using absorbent pads.
The oil that is spilled is not, you know, transporting or traveling or leaving the site. We've got it pretty well hemmed in at this point.
He says responders are trying to figure out how to access the origin of the spill at the fallen building and dock.
The oil is in the back, and it's behind all of this collapsed structure and debris and kind of in the tidal zone. And so we need to clear all that out of the way before we can even access the oil to clean it up.
He says they identified other tanks of oil stored on site, and they're trying to determine how to approach that and whether to remove them or not.
The integrity of one of the buildings, at least, that was housing the oil at this point is not so hot, huh? Not so great.
Merrill could not confirm what the facility is currently being used for. A public information officer with DEC says they're looking into making contact with the owner. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.